Tuesday, November 16th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Going down the rabbit hole of inflation, part 2. There is one major difference that I see between the inflation cycle that we experienced in the 1970s and the one beginning today that can be summed up in one word: leverage. The farm credit system failed and had to be bailed out by taxpayers because at one point they were borrowing 90% on the inflated appraisal for farmland. This created a bubble just like the more recent subprime mortgage housing bubble, where consumers could buy homes with little or no equity, which worked while home values inflated. Farmland or homeowners with little or no equity when values stopped going up and reversed were upside down almost at the start. Foreclosed upon properties flooded back onto the market and depressed prices further with more supply, like water swirling around the toilet when flushed. Farmland here that sold for $4,000 an acre at the peak in 1980 bottomed near $800 an acre a few years later. I was warned. I'd been to Chicago in 1980 to a Jake Bernstein seminar. He outlined what was going to happen in clear detail and was very accurate in his predictions. He said farmland would lose 80% of its value, and it did. A farmer there asked if he could bring a son into the operation, then requiring leverage, and Jake unequivocally told him no. No one believed me when I came home and told them what Jake had predicted. At the time, the Kiplinger letter said that farmland was going to keep going up to $5,000 an acre and then $10,000 an acre as inflation continued to spiral, which seemed more likely to those who had seen it soar from $600 an acre to $4,000. I guess they were right about the future price of farmland, but not before they broke the ag economy and farmland fell 80% in value first. I have been living in the past in order to share with you what an inflation cycle looks like. In the 1970s, banks and lenders fueled the inflation cycle with free-flowing credit and almost criminal lack of adherence to lending standards. They were handing out cash in the form of loans that supported demand that manifested itself in inflation. People bought stuff that they did not need today under the possibility that they may need it tomorrow because it was going up in value. They call it speculation. The increase in asset values ran ahead of the cost of interest rates, so that it was easy to make money on borrowed capital. There were negative real interest rates. A lot of farm operations were not making money, in fact, even losing money, but their balance sheet showed improvement as long as the banker allowed them to mark asset values to the market, which had been inflating. The expectation was that asset value inflation would continue. Inflation was making people money on paper. Farmers that owned a lot of land saw net worth soar, and it was easy to go to the land bank and borrow to buy more land when they required so little of a down payment. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. What did they call the farmers making headlines for their spectacular growth and expansion in the 1970s? Young tigers. What they were was furthest out on the limb when the Federal Reserve decided to cut them off. Debt had been an asset, and 18% interest rates quickly turned debt into a financial disaster. The entire country had a recession, but the ag economy went into depression. This created one heck of an opportunity for anyone who had equity or cash. Ironically, many of those in that category were too shell-shocked to use it. It takes a real presence of mind to not lose your cool when everyone else is panicking. Let's come back to today, 50 years after the start of the last inflation cycle. Much is the same, but yet again, much is different about this inflation cycle than the last. The primary difference is leverage. Banks are not over-leveraged, except maybe the Fed. Farmers are not over-leveraged. Farmers are making money and the economy is profitable. Taxes and regulation are low and exports are strong. Banks and lenders learned a lot from the 1980s economic collapse and made changes to lending standards and practices that are still being employed today. I was told that the farm credit system has a $5,850 an acre limit on what they will lend on farmland. Doesn't make any difference what the farm costs. They have a maximum per acre lending limit. Most private ag lenders have adopted similar limits. They're not going to provide the leverage for excessive debt financing for any inflation cycle in farmland prices. That means that the current land price inflation is cash and equity driven and not from debt. The farms bought recently setting new price highs here in Iowa are being bought with all or mostly cash. So is this inflation cycle a bubble like the last? Not yet. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.